Good morning and welcome back. I'm Brady Safranik sitting in for Mark Wilson this morning. And joining me now with the Creekside Performing Arts, I've got Bonnie, Brucey, Amy, and Penny all in studio here this morning. And we'll say hi to all you ladies. And we'll first talk to Bonnie here. Bonnie, we're going to talk about an upcoming play, Night at the Wax Museum. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I can tell you that it's a really fun play. And it is a play where the wax figures come to life. And then they start interacting with the people that are trying to get the museum up and running. The wax figures are coming from the past, so they really don't know what era it is. But the rest of it is in, like, today's era.
Okay. And, you know, it's funny, I know of at least one movie that has this same sort of storyline, and it stars Ben Stiller. Is it kind of based on the same thing?
I think it is based on the same thing. When they write the plays, they probably get ideas from things they've seen, and then they have to change it out. This was written by Craig Sodaro, and it's from the Pioneer Drama Service Company. They're out of Inglewood, Colorado, and that's who we get a lot of our plays from. And we just pay them the royalty, and we get to do the play, and then it makes it really fun.
Sure, very cool, very cool. So what kind of gave you the idea on this one, just that you saw that it was available, or did you have an idea on this beforehand?
Well, we have a board, and our board gets together and decides what kind of shows we want to do. And we usually pick, each board member picks out one or two shows that they think are really cool that they've looked up on the internet. And then we choose one of the shows that we think will fit the time of the year and the people that we can get into the production.
Okay. And with Creekside Performing Arts, we're talking about the upcoming play, Night at the Wax Museum. Going to talk with a few of the ladies that are a part of this. We'll start with Brucey. Brucey is playing Ethel in this play. What can you tell us about your character?
Well, she's a member of the Historical Society and they're trying to get the museum organized to put on the exhibits that they're planning, and they have been sort of gifted from a wealthy donor a bunch of artifacts and the wax figures and all of this, and they're trying to get it all organized so it could be a museum.
Okay. And the plays, is this something you do often?
Never. And I'm actually playing a character who is basically my age. I will be 80 next year, and this is all very new to me and a great new adventure.
Yeah, I'm sure you're having a lot of fun with it, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's great, great people. It's just fun.
Absolutely.
We have all ages, from little kiddies up to me.
And that's Brucey playing Ethel. Thank you very much. We'll talk to Amy here for a moment, playing Heather Fairchild. What can you tell us about your character?
Well, Heather Fairchild is a school teacher that's taking a group of historically challenged students who didn't do well during the school year on a summer school field trip to help out with the wax museum. So she's in charge of this group of students when these wax figures come to life, and the melees that ensue with the fight scenes and trying to keep her students safe. She also has a little bit of a romantic interest going on during the play with an old flame from high school.
Okay, well, you know, it kind of sounds like these kids are gonna actually learn something along the way by meeting these figures.
That is, and that's one of the funny parts of the play, is that they complain about having to do this during the summer, but by the time this whole adventure's over, they realize how much they actually know and enjoy about history.
Absolutely, and are plays something you're a part of quite often?
Well, the last play I was in was in first grade. So,
so it's been a couple of years.
We won't talk about exactly how many decades that's been. But this is just something that sounded fun, and Bonnie and I have been friends for a few years, and thought this would be a good thing to try.
Excellent. How has it been so far?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Again, that's Amy playing Heather Fairchild, and now we'll talk to Penny, whose character is Blackbeard. What can you tell us about Blackbeard?
Well, Blackbeard was the fiercest pirate on the high seas, may I tell you that. Well, he is kind of the leader of the pirate band that is in this little play we're doing here. So I have a little group of four pirates, including me. And of course, Blackbeard was, you know, a fierce pirate. So I'm kind of trying to get this treasure that we're talking about. And we just kind of keep going at it until the end, you know?
Can we hear your Blackbeard voice?
Why, sure you can hear my Blackbeard voice.
All right, that's amazing. Penny playing Blackbeard. Before I let you go here, Penny, what was your thought when you heard about what the play was, and what is your thoughts now on the play?
Well, you know, I thought I'd give it a shot. This is my first gig.
Okay.
But I'm an actor in life, you know. And I thought it'd be fun. I thought it'd be a nice thing to try out, and, you know, I'm kind of a natural, so yeah. I'm really taking a liking to it.
You've had fun with it so far?
Oh, yes. Lots of fun.
Excellent.
Lots of fun.
All right. Again, that's Penny. Want to thank you ladies for taking the time. We'll come back to Bonnie here. Bonnie, when and where is the show?
Okay. The show is at the Buffalo High School Auditorium. It is Friday, June 30th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, July 1st at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. The admissions are $10 for adults. Students and senior citizens are $5, and children under 7 accompanied with adult are free. The high school lets us use their auditorium for the play with no charge, which makes it really nice for us. We have 16 kids and 16 adults in this play, so it's one of our larger productions. Luckily, a lot of them get to wear their street clothes, so we only had to costume about half of them, which helped a lot. This is Creekside's 15th play. We've been doing plays 3 a year since 2012. And every year in the winter months, we do a production with Missoula Children's Theater, which the Missoula Children's Theater Company comes down. They do all the directing. They have all kids in their play, and they usually work with about 60 kids. And the kids love it, and it's really, really successful.
And Bonnie, is there anyone else you want to give a shout-out to, thank for making this thing happen?
Yes, we'd like to thank the Johnson County Rec District for helping us by giving us a grant. We also have a lot of merchants in town who buy ads for our program, and we really appreciate them. Without all the help of all the community, including the actors, the backstage people, the cordons who build all the sets, all the board members, it makes it possible. It's really a community event.
Absolutely, and you mentioned this is coming up next weekend already. Do you think it's ready? Are you guys ready to roll?
Well, Monday night I thought it was ready, and Tuesday night I wasn't quite so sure.
And how long have you guys been preparing for this, practicing?
Actually, we only started in May.
Oh.
So we worked like 2 nights a week, 1 night, 3 nights a week, the next week. And then June we started hitting it hard, working every night. And most people have all their parts learned. There's a lot of action in this play, which has made it a little bit challenging. Gene Sager, who's from Sheridan College, has come over and helped us choreograph a couple of the fight scenes and taught us how to do a fight scene that makes it look real and yet you're not doing anything to hurt anybody. And so it's been really a challenge and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So welcome everyone to come on out. That's next weekend at Buffalo High School Auditorium for Night at the Wax Museum. Bonnie, thank you for taking the time.
You bet.
Also want to give a shout out, Brucey, Amy, and Penny, all in studio here today talking about Night at the Wax Museum. Again, that's next weekend. Head on out. Check it out at the Buffalo High School Auditorium. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.